Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin with mounting tensions in the Middle East, where there's been a major exchange of fire between Israel and Lebanon. Israel says its warplane struck Hezbollah targets in Lebanon after detecting moves to launch an aerial attack on Israel.
Israel saying around 100 fighter jets were used in this operation last night, hitting around 200 targets in Lebanon.
The BBC's John Donison is in Jerusalem.
This is clearly a significant and ongoing escalation. We're not at the point of full-scale war yet, but that is clearly the fear, not just here in Israel, but in Lebanon and the wider region.
Hezbollah confirms this is phase one of an attack on Israel. BBC correspondent Orla Guerin in southern Lebanon tells us.
It's by no means clear when Hezbollah plans to carry out its next phase. It says it will happen, but it certainly may not happen today. So I think for now, Israel has got its preemptive strike in. Hezbollah has managed to fire, by its own account, 320 rockets into Israel and sending some drones. So for the moment, Hezbollah has made its point.
On to the race for the White House. Both candidates will campaign in battleground states this week. Vice President Harris will hit the trail first in Georgia. Former President Trump plans to make another campaign stop in Michigan. CBS's Natalie Brandt has more.
Trump getting attention for his social media post that his administration will be great for women and reproductive rights, even as he celebrated appointing Supreme Court justices who supported overturning Roe versus Wade.
That whole issue has been tearing our country apart. And now the states will get the vote.
Abortion rights will appear on the ballot in several states this November, where Democrats are counting on it to motivate voters.
Dr. Anthony Fauci's recovering at home after being hospitalized with West Nile virus. CBS News medical contributor Dr. John LaPook.
Dr. Fauci was hospitalized about 10 days ago after developing fever, chills, and severe fatigue. Evaluation revealed he had been infected with the West Nile virus, likely from a mosquito bite that he got in his backyard. He left the hospital 3 days ago and is recovering at home.
There is no vaccine or specific treatment for it. Most cases, docs say, are mild, causing flu-like symptoms and a rash. Meanwhile, doctors say they are getting closer to a universal flu vaccine. Researchers at the Cleveland Clinic report success with tests on mice. There are currently annual flu vaccines, which vary in effectiveness year to year. A universal one, though, would protect against all influenza strains and would be used for more than one season. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Inflation Reduction Act is still being implemented, and one part of it may help you pay for energy-efficient updates in your home. Here's Mike Moen.
Tax credits in the act are designed to incentivize property owners to reduce their structure's carbon footprint. But policy experts say there's still not enough awareness of the law's rollout and the available cost-sharing aid. La Crosse City Council member Mackenzie Mindell says the process is set up to avoid feeling overwhelmed.
You know, the first step is really getting that energy audit. And so there are IRA-approved contractors who will come in and do an energy audit on your house and determine for you what would be the best cost savings.
They advise income-eligible residents on which clean energy systems or appliances would be the perfect fit. Mindell says these rebates can be a big help for low-income households dealing with higher energy costs. As for the federal tax credit, some programs allow for savings of 30% for energy upgrades. Ben Evans with the U.S. Green Building Council says, as a whole, IRA incentives are pretty versatile with some mixing and matching possible.
And the beauty of the Inflation Reduction Act is that you can combine a lot of these. It's not like you have to just pick one. You can get a couple of different tax incentives for the same project. Well, let's say you're renovating a building while you're also adding some rooftop solar. You could get tax incentives for each of those.
The assistance comes amid growing pressure for policymakers to mitigate the impacts of climate change linked to fossil fuel sources. Researchers say globally, buildings account for 40% of greenhouse gas emissions, by far the largest share of any economic sector. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll enjoy a mostly sunny sky for today. A light southeast wind of 5 to 10. Our afternoon high in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy and lower 70s. On Monday, sunny and hot. Highs approaching 90. The heat index in the mid-90s. Currently 62 degrees.
Crude and Dom.
Dom and Crute return on Monday after doing double duty at the DNC last week. They'll have a recap of the convention as well as analysis of all the events that happened over the weekend.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he didn't cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade.
Hey, Kadagi. All my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega, and this portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, I'm here in Chicago for the DNC, and I'll be, as soon as the show's over, I'm going to jump over and check out the DNC, and then there's a bunch of activities happening down here in Chicago. But Haley, always when you go into a hotel, always check the internet right away.
Yes.
You know, don't lollygag around, maybe think about taking a nap or having people drop stuff off. Check that internet right away because it can be tricky in whatever state and hotel you're in.
Yes. Good advice there, Dega. Hey, you're doing a bunch of traveling. You're out at the in Chicago for the Democratic National Convention. And then you were being a vendor this past weekend at the Shakopee Powwow here in Minnesota.
Well, don't remind me of that. But it was great. We saw a lot of people that listened to our show and came up and said hi.
Oh.
Which was really fun. And then we ran into some relatives and also some relatives down in Nebraska, our Winnebago relatives.
Awesome.
It was really fun. And now I know how to use Square, kind of.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's a good skill we all could use, you know, the Square. And it's quick and easy and efficient. But yeah, Shakopee is, you know, always one of the most popular powwows here, especially in the Twin Cities and, you know, probably across the Midwest. A great turnout again this year and great weather.
Hey, well, I didn't tell you this, Haley, when I talked to you earlier today, but Adam Beach was at the powwow Saturday night.
Oh, wow. I think I did see that on someone's story.
Yeah, and I did not see him because I was really busy working.
Yeah.
But you know me and selfies, if I would have saw him, I would have definitely got a selfie and probably sent to you first because you weren't there.
Special. That makes me feel special.
Yeah.
I know.
People that don't know Adam Beach, he's in one of my all-time favorite movies, Smoke Signals, and he's been a working actor for 30-some years, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. You never know who you're going to see at those big powwows, and people travel from all over Turtle Island.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm just really excited to be here, and we have our friend, your auntie, Deb, is going to be on later on, talking about the DNC and our friend, the Vice President Harris, and also Governor Waltz. I wanted to call him Wallace. That's how frazzled Waltz? I am right now.
Yeah, Walls. Forget the T in there, but yeah.
Yeah. English and is my second language, even though it's really my first language, as you know by listening to our show these past years.
Past years, yes. Well, hey, something fun is going to be coming up. Native Roots Trading Post was just at Shakopee, and they're going to be at the State Fair all 12 days, right?
Yeah, and we're going to do some live broadcasts out there, and I'm see if I can get Haley out there, too, with me to sign a few autographs and, you know, hang
for
out
some
with
free pickles, some free fried pickles.
Oh, yeah, right. That's close. I could do that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I could definitely do that. We could do an hour or so, or you can drive in with me. But I'll be there all morning, Monday or Thursday and Friday, and then Monday and Tuesday. And then I'll be lurking around it, not working. Working and lurking kind of rhyme, but don't get them confused.
The overseer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's going to be an Indigenous Peoples Day at the Minnesota State Fair again this year. Do you remember last year's? It was so fun.
Yeah, your dad was there.
Yeah, my Jaji came out. Yep, your cousin.
He was all Indigenous. That was cool.
Yeah. So Indigenous Peoples Day at the fair will be back again this year. It's hosted by North American Traditional Indigenous Food Systems. And this Indigenous Peoples Day at the Minnesota State Fair takes place in Dan Patch Park on Sunday, August 25th. The main stage programming runs from 9 to 5 p.m., which will include musical entertainment, food, education, and displays of Indigenous culture. Plus, natives will have over a dozen organizations from around the community joining all day with interactive activities and providing information and resources.
Wow, that's a mouthful. But it's fun to get start out with the dancers and the drum and talking about that and a lot of the food, talking about food.
Yeah. I remember last year someone ate a cricket.
Yeah, I tried to, when we were at Oahu, I was trying to sneak one to you and see if you'd notice, but
I would have noticed.
I know you would have. Yeah. I know you would have. So that's why I didn't do it.
Someday, though. They're really nutritional for you, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. So's eating a big piece of bark.
Sure. I never had that. Maybe put some, native jam or something on there.
Well, or put it in a bun and have some ketchup on it. Hey, so tomorrow, hopefully, I'll be at the DNC doing the show, and that ought to make us both nervous.
Maybe, depends on how well you can hold that microphone without dropping it this time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you for doing that. That's right. I got all excited. I can't remember who was I interviewing. Oh, Robert Lilgren.
Yeah, NACD.
Those cell phones can get pretty heavy, when you get my age.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I have delicate hands.
And I have the big iPhone with the big font, so I can not lose
it. Oh, that's perfect.
It.
Perfect for you, being an elder definitely. And everything.
And everything. Don't forget
And everything
that.
Else. Yeah.
Yeah. We got Dr. Stately coming on, too, today. And we haven't talked to our friend, Dr. Stately, who's a Native American community clinic here. I almost did it, Haley. Almost.
You did good.
Did you hear the pause?
I did. It's important.
Yes, definitely. And it happens all the time. So because we have our friend Robert Lilgren with Native American Community Development Institute. Mm-hmm. And, I do this all by heart. I don't write any notes down other than what Haley sends me, which is great notes. So I appreciate you in that.
Thank you. Pinagi. They help me too, just as much.
Yeah. Well, it's good. And, what I just have to say this to the work that you do. and the work we do here at Native Roots Radio is really appreciated around Turtle Island. I hear that, and we'll hear Deb Holland talk a little bit about how important it is for us to get information out to our members and to our allies all over Turtle Hill, you know. And,
Turtle Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like that, don't you?
I did like that.
I'm going to design a t-shirt, Turtle on a Big Hill.
Perfect. I wear it.
Okay, a little punchy here. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and up next, Deb Holland. Ho-wa!
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Waba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute with Make Voting a Tradition in Minneapolis.
Hey, we love those guys. Hey, we have a special guest. All our guests are special, of course, but we have the United States Secretary of Interior, Deb Holland, on, and we are just really excited. It's the first day of the DNC, and I'm driving on the way there. Thank you so much, Deb, for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, Robert. And just so everyone knows, I'm here in my personal capacity. I am not here for my day job. I'm a citizen voter like everyone else here in Chicago at the DNC, and really happy to be talking to you again, Robert.
Wow, thank you so much. And, you know, I just want to really talk about how excited we are in Minnesota and the five-state area about the Vice President Harris and Walz ticket. Walz has done so much for Indian country here in Minnesota. We are just excited.
Absolutely. And I don't blame you. I'm excited, and I'm not from Minnesota. So I think he's awesome. You know, a teacher who, you know, are the heroes of our entire country, public school teachers. He's done amazing things for Minnesota. And of course, I was so thrilled at his lieutenant governor as well.
Oh, yeah, we're excited. And we just know that the percentage of votes over the last presidential campaign all over Turtle Island, the Native vote really made the difference.
It really did in so many states, Robert. You were right about that. When Native folks vote, Native folks win. And I have supported Democrats my entire adult life because I feel very strongly the Democrats is the party that cares about Native American issues. And I am so proud to support the Harris-Walz ticket.
Sorry, absolutely, I agree. I just lost my mute button. It's really exciting. We have the young ones that are coming out in droves. My producer, my chujunk here, Haley, is a Gen Zer, and we are so proud of them. And all the people in the last few weeks that this was announced, that are jumping in the excitement. I don't know. The excitement's almost like 2008 to me.
Yeah, it is very exciting, and I'm happy for that, because when people are excited, they're, you know, they're going to be more active. And, you know, I'm really grateful. I think President Biden, you know, he's an amazing leader, a wonderful president. He thought about our country more than his own personal ambition, which doesn't happen in politics all that often. So I think that he chose Kamala Harris as his partner, and he's put the country first. And so all of us need to show our support for President Biden by supporting the Harris-Walz ticket. And of course, I'm first in line.
Right on, exactly. And I do believe the president's going to be speaking tonight at the DNC, so we're really excited to see him. And again, I want to amplify what you just said. What a patriot. When you talk about patriots, not putting your ego in front of the country and doing the great thing that he did is just uplifted everybody, and we're all happy and feeling good and moving in a great direction.
I'm so happy to hear you say that. And thank you so much for, you know, consistently being on the radio, encouraging our Native family members to get out and be active in all of the things that are important to us. And certainly this election is really the priority this time around, because we know what's at stake. We know who her opponent is. We already know who her opponent is. We don't have to guess. The chaos that followed in Vice President Harris's opponent during the 2016 election, it was really a really fraught 4 years. So we don't have to guess at what that option would be. So we know that we have to support the Harris-Walz ticket.
Well, you know what's exciting is that as a Native American here, that we know that the aunties lead the way. And how exciting is that, that the country is kind of coming around to that, and especially the Democratic Party right now with the vice president. It's just really good to see, you know, and really good to see how the country is transitioning into a good way these last few years.
Indeed. Yes, it is. Absolutely.
And, you know, I guess it's going to be electric tonight. Chicago's happening. I'm just really, really excited. And I know, Haley, my producer, you're excited, too, when that came out. You gave money right away. And it's just like just hearing it from the young ones to go out and vote, bring your aunties out there and vote, and make it a family thing.
Yes. Well, Robert, you might know that the theme for the Democratic National Convention is for the people, for our future. And we know that all too well, don't we, as Native people. We think about the future consistently. My ancestors thought about me long before I was ever born. It's our duty to think about the future and what we're doing today to ensure that our children and our grandchildren have a future that they can depend on. So I'm grateful that Democrats have those values. That's why I'm a Democrat, and I have confidence that Vice President Harris and Governor Walz will work hard enough to ensure that they win this election, but also they'll be great partners in the White House. And I'm so grateful, Robert, for you really making sure that Native folks are voting, right? It's important. That's what I spent my entire adult life doing, registering Indians, every place I could go, Pueblo feast days, Navajo Nation fairs, powwows, registering voters, and then making sure that they got to the polls to vote. Our lives, you know, we haven't always had politicians who care about us. in our small communities, in our rural communities, in our communities that differ so much. But we have that in President Biden, and we will have it in President Harris. So I want to encourage all of my, as Auntie Deb, all of my nieces and nephews to get out there and make sure that your voices are heard. Register to vote if you haven't. I'm sure you could call Robert right now and he'll give you the down low on how to get that done. But this is an important election. It really is. We have an opponent who thinks climate change is a hoax. Things are not hoaxes. We are living in the real world, and we need real solutions to manage our future. That's why I think it's important to be involved this election season.
We're not going back, and having the young ones and excited excites me as an older person. I haven't seen this excitement like this in a lot since 2008, when we had our friends Obama and Joe Biden run. And it's sad because the young ones haven't seen anything other than Trump. So it's really weird, and it's really, really cool. I'm an old one. My first election I voted for was Reagan Carter, and I've been voting ever since. So, Deb, it's really important for our young ones to know, once they become a voter for the first time, they'll become a lifetime voter.
Absolutely. Yes, yes. And there in Minnesota, I think Indian Country has an amazing opportunity to make sure that Tim Walz is our next vice president, which would mean that Peggy Flanagan, my dear sister and everyone's dear auntie, is the next, the first Native American woman governor in our country's history. That is also amazing, and an amazing bonus for our country, for your beautiful state, and for Indian Country across the country. So I'm super excited about that idea as well.
Yeah, so are we, and we love Lieutenant Governor Flanagan so much. We have her on quite often, and she and the governor are a great pair. And when they initially ran for governor and lieutenant governor, they did it at the Indian Center and let everybody know their partnership, and they announced it at the Indian Center. So we are excited. And I think one thing too, Deb, is we have to remind our voters out there that to vote, you know, all the other important elections like senator, legislator, city council, and go blue.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being on. I know you're so busy, but it's a big deal for our listeners all over Turtle Island to hear your voice, and we are so proud of you, Deb.
Thank you, Robert. It's always nice to touch base with you and be here. Thank you, Haley. I love all of you. Thank you for your wonderful support. And like Robert says, go blue.
No matter who. Hey, Deb Holland, thank you so much for being on. This is Native Roots Radio.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Overnight, Israel fired against Hezbollah targets inside Lebanon. Through an interpreter, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
This morning, we detected Hezbollah's preparations to attack Israel. The IDF has since been working vigorously to thwart the threats. We are determined to do everything to protect Israel.
And Hezbollah firing rockets and drones aimed at Israeli territory. Abortion rights will appear on the ballot in several states in November.
The whole issue has been tearing our country apart, and now the states will get the vote.
Former President Trump posting on social media that his administration will be great for women and reproductive rights. Dr. Anthony Fauci's recovering at home after being in the hospital.
Evaluation revealed he had been infected with the West Nile virus, likely from a mosquito bite that he got in his backyard.
That's medical contributor Dr. John LaPook. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers win again in Oakland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers took the lead in Game 2, then added some insurance runs late on the way to a 9-5 victory over the A's. Milwaukee's Jake Bowers had a home run, also scored three more times in the game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on those extra runs in the 8th and 9th.
Really important. Tacking on is however you want to term it. Staying after it, being relentless, pecking away, however you want to term it. It's the key to a Major League game because it's hard to win a Major League game and there's really good players on both sides.
NFL, the Packers have the next 3 days off after beating the Ravens yesterday 30-7 in front of 72,000 fans at Lambeau Field. Matt LaFleur on Packers linebacker Christian Welch, who grew up in Iola, Wisconsin.
He's just a smart, tough, physical player. I thought that interception that he had was an outstanding play. It looked like, to me, he baited the quarterback right there as a hook player and just made a great break on the ball and made the play. And then he had a heck of a return.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll enjoy a mostly sunny sky for today. A light southeast wind of 5 to 10. Our afternoon high in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy and lower 70s. On Monday, sunny and hot. Highs approaching 90. The heat index in the mid-90s. Currently 62 degrees.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent now required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
10. Nice work.
Thanks. Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right?
Yes.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes. Nugenix is a great way to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Text RADIO to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Text RADIO to 321-321. That's RADIO to 321-321.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Angela Lang, the executive director of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, is my guest host for the day. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman. U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do, and we loved having Dr. Stately on. Welcome, Dr. Stately. We just had a hard guest to follow. We just had Deb Holland on, and we're great to always great to have you on. And you are president and executive officer of Native American Community Clinic. Welcome.
Thank you, Jamie Gwich.
I'm here in Chicago.
She is a hard act to follow.
Yeah, I'm here in Chicago getting ready to put my suit on and go to the DNC right after this.
Oh, very nice. That's really cool. Exciting. Are you going to get close to Kamala?
It's Kamala, and yes, I am.
No, Kamala.
Well, I can only.
I have a cousin named Camilla. I have a cousin. I have a somebody I have a relationship with as a researcher. It's Kamala. Mm-hmm. It's spelled Camilla, but it says she says it's like Pamela, but with a K, Kamala.
And you
now
know
we have this spice. Yeah, I'm gonna mess them all up. Actually.
Do you know what I say as much as I can? Vice President Harris.
Yeah. Get
right,
used
Haley?
To saying,
yeah.
Get used to saying President Harris.
Yes, and then Governor Flanagan.
Yeah, that's exciting. Gosh, I'll tell you, like, you know, I think I went to Sundance and I was like, I was at Sundance and this is right around the time that they were sort of kind of like starting the process of like, because like, remember, right before I left for Sundance, he announced he was stepping back and she stepped like right. And then like a week later, the shortlist, and I was like, Governor Walz is on the shortlist. That's crazy. But I mean, almost immediately I was like, I'm going to put down tobacco every day and I'm going to say prayers every day because I want her to pick him. Well, because I think he'd make an amazing vice president, quite frankly. You know, he's got a lot of governance experience, but also just the idea of having our first indigenous woman president in the history of the United States have that be in Minnesota is just phenomenal.
Right on. Well, Peggy,
because Minnesota is where we do everything first here. I don't know if you know that.
We really do. I agree. And my maturity over the years, Dr. Stately, has become the opposite of a one-issue voter. I look at the big picture, and I try to see what, you know, I've learned in politics. You might lose a battle, but then you go to the next one and have support. And so, I mean, that's kind of life, right?
Yes, that is life, right? Like, so I think part of it is like, I think that for me is the challenge sometimes is that, you know, when I think about candidates who sort of like are single-minded and single focused, which is, you know, in my opinion, kind of defines the Republican Party. That's just not the way that life works, and it's also life isn't that life is so much more complex than that, right? And our world and our relationships are much more complex. And you know, I just think about like how, you know, what makes us sometimes, you know, unique as Indigenous people is that we have a system and a thought and a way of imagining the world that can come, you know, there's a reason why we think of the circle and why we use the circle as the framework for how we imagine, you know, a harmonious world to be. It's like inside the circle, everything has a place, and inside the circle, there's nothing one thing that's more important than the other, such that it sort of overshadows it, right? So it's like kind of, it's just a perfect way of thinking about it. And so I always use that sort of framework where when I try to approach the work I do is like, okay, what am I not seeing here? And I try to invite in voices and people who can kind of help me see the things I'm not seeing. Because we're also flawed as human beings. We don't see everything. That's the reason why we have things like lodge and ceremony and those kinds of practices that help us see beyond our capacity right now. So we can kind of be inspired, but also informed by our ancestors who've gone before us, and you know the unknowing.
Yeah, I agree. And also, I think the older I've gotten, too, the more big picture I've gotten, and also been able to ask for help, and whether it's help and also not only help, but also being able to admit when I'm wrong, or to see both sides of the coin. I think that's come with a lot of self-reflection work that I've done as an adult.
Yep. And I think and one I of the have. Things, one of the things I think that is always, you know, we also have a long history in our indigenous communities of being able to work collaboratively and collectively on and on creating unity between and across nations, right? So, I mean, it's a good time to remind people that the U.S. Constitution and the Confederacy is built on indigenous principles and values and ideas, right? Mm-hmm. So they borrowed a lot of those things from us. And, you know, as white people are sometimes want to do, they also messed it up a little bit when they did that. So just took the parts that sort of sounded good, I think. So they have to work, they have to work on their practices and their principles a little bit. But I think one of the things that, you know, I think about, like, when I think about, I always try to sort of like at this moment in time, my sons aren't ready to be, to vote, but I was driving my son to a doctor's appointment a couple of days ago, and I was talking to him and explaining to him, like, you know, this moment in history and talk, because he mentioned I was driving along and he was like, he mentioned, you know, Vice President Harris, and he's like, she seems so much better than Trump. Trump is crazy. And I was like, well, and he goes, we don't like him, do we? And I go, well, I said, you know, you're entitled to have your own opinion, but yes, I happen. And it's not that I don't like him. It's that I have problems with the way he thinks that the world should operate. And I have problems with his policies. I don't know him personally as a human being enough to know that whether I'd like him or not, but, you know, I venture to imagine that I probably would have a hard time with him in person.
You're being kind. I guess I take back everything I said about my maturity level, because you're maybe, too kind.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you know, you are my elder, so I would expect fire from you. But... <Just kidding. laughs> But no, I mean, I'm trying to explain to him, like, I'm also parenting. So I'm trying to help him say, like, you know, well, you know, let's treat politics more, more intentionally and intelligently than just whether you like somebody or not. I hear a lot of people say, like, I don't like this person or I don't like that person. Like, we all have visceral and emotional reactions to, although I can legitimately say that I don't like Josh Hawley and actually literally mean that I don't like him. And also I have problems with his particular frame of politics. J.D. Vance is also right up there. I threw away his book, by the way. I owned his book. I read his book, you know, several years ago. I threw it away. I was like, this is trash.
Wow. Good thing years ago we didn't do book reports here on Native Roots Radio, because you probably would have done a book report for us.
I probably have a different lens on it now, because I did it a little bit more. And, you know, I read his book. I saw the movie. Mm-hmm. And you know what's interesting about that is, like, you know, that all this stuff is emerging now. It's like, he talks poorly about his own family and his own people from the Appalachian Mountains. Like, he talks really derisively about them, right? And so it's like, there's something wrong with you if you can't talk, you know, about the way in which you grew up and the people you come from, the people you're actually kind of pulling on this community also to sort of kind of get you elected. But then you have this history of talking poorly about them and describing them as really, you know, not very good people. That's also disingenuous.
And I really like Jesse Ventura, the former governor here, and he had some good things to say about the governor here. And not there's a code in the military, and especially the Marines, is that you don't talk crap about your other people that you serve with. So it kind of goes in line with that too.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, I would expect that you would give people the due respect of talking to them directly about the challenges that you have with them, right? So Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, I think that's kind of one of the things that I've always, you know, I've learned from leaders before me about the way that in which you have conversations with your colleagues when you disagree with them. And we are going to have moments of disagreement. I'm not, you know, I was telling somebody the other day, it's like, you know, Native people, we don't always get along, and we don't get along really ugly, you know, right? So, you know, anybody that, you know, is a member on tribal council or, you know, has gone to tribal council meetings can see, like, you know, when there's not agreement, it can get pretty ugly at times. But I think that there's a way to sort of like challenge people, hold people responsible, and hold their feet to the fire without having to get ugly and without having to be cruel and not, you know, part of being a good relative is to be centered in who you are and grounded in who you are and know who you are and be able to challenge people, but also give them the space to make mistakes, to, you know, to learn and to also sort of like, you know, find a way to kind of bridge the way they think and the way they act, so the way you think and the way you act.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, and we got another segment with you, and you'll join us in our Howling for Wolves howl. I'm excited for that.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
That's better than following Deb Holland. Just kidding. she doesn't get to howl.
You're listening to the Shaw WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal. Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How?
Wow, that was a good howl. Kind of three-way harmony.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I still have lung issues. I couldn't trail. My little didn't trail off as quite as good as I wanted it to.
Maybe we should just, like, get in the studio and pre-record that, and then we just hit a button.
Yeah,
and
the howling? Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Give me a couple takes on my howl.
Yeah, a couple octaves too, you know. Sometimes I go up, and then sometimes I go down. But Haley and I have done it a couple times.
Are you like an indigenous yodeler? Can you do that?
Oh, he wishes.
I do wish. Yodelay hee hoo. I always think of Swiss Miss.
Yeah.
The hot chocolate, which probably is not around anymore, but.
I think it still is. Yeah. In fact, I dare say that you can actually get Swiss Miss instant chocolate packets that you can make at one of the casinos. I forget which one it was.
Oh, at a casino?
Your own? I won't say which casino because I also don't. Like, you know, I'm that indigenous auntie or uncle that will grab like 5 packets and shove them in my pocket, take them back to my home.
Yeah.
Take him back to my hotel room.
Bring like, them home look. For the kids.
Yeah. Oh,
put
yeah.
them in their sure. put them in their Christmas stocking. I know. That's I've done
right.
that.
Yeah, you know, right. Good, yeah. 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 I like that idea.
Well, we talk about here really like how important it is, and you have two young ones, to take them to the polls, show them how to vote, mm-hmm. see eye to eye to the politicians, so it isn't some abstract thing. Because in schools, we only teach like a quarter of civics, and it's your senior year, and you're ready to get out of school. Civics should be taught from day one.
Oh, yeah. When my kids were in elementary school entirely, on election years, they would have like our election cycles, they'd have like practice elections, like in their gymnasium. So my kids were doing that kind of stuff. But like, I remember when they were like, I think 5 or 6, I took them with me to the polls when I went to vote for, can't remember, not that one guy, but the guy before him.
Bush?
Yeah. No, not Bush. I've never voted for a Republican.
Well, it would have been Bush, Mondale.
Not
Bush, Mondale.
No. When my kids were born, my kids are only 17. They're not like in their 40s. Bush, no.
Oh, those mustaches throw me off.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Your kids are in their 30s. My kids are 17.
Yeah.
No, anyway, the point being is, but also like, I'm really excited because I'm going to take them with me, like when I go to the polls, even though they can't vote, because I think it's important that they understand things. My nephew came and visiting. I think he's going to stay with us. He just turned 18. He wants to get his GED and do a few other things, get a job, do things like that. And he wants to kind of, you know, he's lived his whole life in Crow Creek on the reservation, so which is where my kids and his family is from. So this is their cousin, their first cousin. He's going to stay with us. And I was like, okay, you're 18. We got to get your driver's license. We got to get you registered to vote. You're gonna learn some things about voting. And so this is a historic moment in time. And you get to have an opportunity to cast a vote in this historic election. And so I think it's really important that you do that. And he goes like, I don't know how to do that. I said, okay, well, I'm going to show you. I'm not going to tell him to vote for a government, like help him, you know, because it's important that he understand this.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I got to read this, Dr. Stately. Allison posted up here. She said, we took our kids to vote in their strollers. And when they were really little, our youngest started crying when we got to the polls because she thought we were going boating, not voting.
Yeah, that would be my kids too. Like they would have probably thrown themselves on the floor and roll around and stuff like that. They used to throw themselves on the floor and like just throw big, huge fits in the grocery stores. You know, mm-hmm. I remember like, you know, what I wanted to do is like, you know, do my my mom's version of boarding school trauma response and like grab him, get up off the floor.
my dad used to say, "Well, you thought they were asking you for trains when they were handing out brains, so you let yours go by." So I'll remember that one.
Wow!
That was a good. Good one. I talk about that in therapy every couple of years.
Yeah. And then I just was like, when my kids would do that, I finally just was like, you know what? No one's going to steal this child because they're like clearly like lost their hinges. So I would just walk away from them in the store. I'm like, okay, I'm just like, I just walk. And then, you know, after 3 or 4 times, they stop doing that and come chasing after. I said, yeah, I'm not going to stand around and watch you act crazy.
Good thing children's protection wasn't a big thing back then.
Thank God, yeah.
Oh, jeez. Poor kids running around in Menards trying to find their dad.
Menards. Do I look like I go to Menards?
You look like a Home Depot guy.
Yeah, maybe. Well, more like Lowe's. Lowe's is more.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're one of those bougie Indians.
I'm a bougie Indian, exactly. Exactly. You know. I do buy my groceries at Aldi only because, yeah, I've done that for years. But, you know, like I go into a Hy-Vee and I'll be like, and I'll pull something off the shelf and I'll like, Jesus Christ, this is expensive. And I'll put it back and I'll buy like, you know, like we're going to go get this at Aldi.
Yeah. Years ago, we stopped at, Wendy and I stopped at this store/drugstore, big all over the country, and it ends with a wall, or it starts with the wall and ends with the mark, but I won't say anything. Yeah, and we could not believe how inexpensive everything was. It was like, going home, the lettuce started wilting by the time we got out the door, and it was...
Yeah, like, you know, within like 35 minutes, it's like, you know, it's bad. It's like, wow, I want that right away.
I guess you said that, so I won't get sued by them. But Dr. Stately lives out in Prior Lake.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You can just send your grievances to astately@gmail.com. It could come to me, or it could come to, or it could go to my cousin Angel. Either one. Like, I get her email all the time. She gets mine.
That's funny. We only got a couple minutes left. What's going on at the? Well, we only got 1 minute left. What's going on at the clinic?
Well, we are. You know, we've been taking a hiatus from ceremonies, hiatus asses. But we will start launching our full moon ceremony and our Cedar ceremony again in September. We have a new community engagement specialist, Molly Montana. And we also have a nutritional healing coordinator who is Connie. Oh gosh, which is really embarrassing because I can't remember her last name, and she's my nephew's girlfriend. That's gonna like, really, I'm gonna take a dead on, straight on torpedo for that one.
Well, we better not boost this to her.
I think you just need to edit that part out.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Dr. Stately. Great seeing you. Hey, we're still here. Well. We are the seventh generation. This has been Native Roots Radio.
Brown Otter, Connie Brown Otter.
And free Leonard Peltier. Now.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel entertainment reporter Chris Foran joins the show to talk movies and TV. And Wisconsin native comedian Mary Mack joins the show to talk about her tour of the state.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel launched a wave of airstrikes at Hezbollah targets across southern Lebanon. IDF spokesman Daniel Hogari.
The IDF is striking terror targets in Lebanon, from which Hezbollah was planning to launch their attacks on Israeli civilians.
CBS News has learned the IDF had warned citizens the day prior of a significant week ahead. German police say a 26-year-old man has turned himself in, saying he was responsible for the deadly